God has never failed, and he won't start with me. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Reverend Dr. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. The theme for 2026 is Obey. Obedience, believe, execute, and yield. And we are currently in the B season, the B in obey, believe God. This is week two, and the topic is believing God's character. The scripture for today is Psalms 100, verse 5. The New Living Translation reads, "For the Lord is good, his unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation." In this verse, the author is anonymous. However, the message is clear. The Lord is good. He always does what is best for his children. His unfailing love continues forever. It's steadfast. It's a loyal, enduring, sacrificial, deep kind of love. Some versions describe it as his loving kindness. And his faithfulness continues to each generation. He has never broken a promise, left a believer without his care, or failed to do all he said he would do. He has always been reliable and always will be reliable. Even if we turn away from him, he will never turn away from us. Psalms 100 is a short invitation to give thanks to God. Faith rests on who God is, not just what he does. His goodness and faithfulness are the foundation of belief. Let us pray. Heavenly Father and all-wise God, we thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for a fresh start, O Lord. Thank you for watching over us through the night. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins, allowing us to try again, Lord God, to make better choices, Lord. Thank you for your eternal love, your faithfulness, O God. Thank you for being a man of your word. Your word tells us that you are good, Lord God. We thank you. Thank you for your character, your teachings, O Lord. Thank you for showing us how to love. Help us to develop good characteristics, Lord God, to be more like you, to love one another, to be loyal and faithful to the next human being, Lord God. Teach us to have strong, good character so we may represent you, O Lord. We pray to be good representatives. We pray, Lord God, we pray that those that are non-believers will look at the lives we lead, Lord God. We pray to have good standards of living, Lord God, good character traits, Lord God. And we get those from you, Lord God, so we thank you. We thank you for inspiring us, O Lord. We pray that we do not disappoint, Lord God. We pray when we fall short, and we know we will, Lord God. We pray when we fall short that we pray for conviction and correction, Lord God. We pray that we can seek your word and find direction, Lord God. Correction and direction, Lord God, is in your word, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for who you are, Lord God, not just what you do, Lord God. We pray that we could just come and read your word, Lord God, for instructions on everyday life, the simple things, Lord God, and the hard things, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for all you are to us, Lord God. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord God. Another verse in 2 Timothy 2:13 says, if we are unfaithful, the word says, if we are unfaithful, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny who he is. I love that, Lord God, for he cannot deny who he is, his divine character. He cannot go back. He cannot go back on his word. For that we are forever grateful and thankful, Lord God, for your love. We are thankful for all you have sacrificed for us, Lord God. As we look to all you have done for us, especially during this time, Lord God, we pay special attention to the sacrifice you made for us, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for paying the price for our sins, Lord God, for allowing us to do what we are doing now, Lord God, and come to you with our prayers, you know, with our knees, Lord God, just with, you know, with our hearts open to you, Lord God. We thank you for the opportunity to speak with you directly, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for allowing us this opportunity, for allowing us this platform to cast our cares onto you, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for those who come each week, Lord God, to lift your prayers, Lord God, to be in community with other believers, Lord God, to cast our cares onto you, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We didn't have much on our prayer list this morning, Lord God, but we are praying. Our sister Ed Marie asks us to wish her daughter Imani safe travels, Lord God. So we lift up Imani, Lord God, as she travels, Lord God. We pray that she either gets, if she hasn't already, that she got to her destination safely, Lord God, or we pray that she has safe travels, Lord God. We pray that she did not have many delays. If she was traveling by car, we pray for safe travel, Lord God, less traffic, Lord God. We pray that she has reached her destination safely, Lord God. We pray for all of those, all the people that are traveling around this time, spring break, or maybe the kids are going back, but some people are still traveling, coming back on their way. We pray for our Deacon Gloria, who is away with family, Lord God. We pray that everyone is having an amazing time with family and friends or on vacation, just enjoying themselves, Lord God. We pray for their safe return back home, Lord God. We pray for a safe travel on the roads, Lord God. We ask that you cover them in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. Everyone, Lord God. We pray against car accidents and irresponsible drivers, Lord God. We pray that everyone returns safely, Lord God, that the roads are safe, people going to and from, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We continue to pray. We continue to pray for the lines at the airport, Lord God. We pray that things are returning to normal, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for the resolution of the TSA agents and their pay, Lord God, the work that they do to keep us safe from harm in the sky, Lord God. So we pray for those agents, and we thank them for their service, Lord God, during this difficult time and not being paid for things that are out of the control, Lord God. We pray for those who continue to work during this season, Lord God, and we thank you for their commitment to their job and to the people of the United States, Lord God. We pray for protection, Lord God, for those that are protecting us in the United States, those in the military, Lord God. We pray that the Lord watches over them, Lord God, as this thing continues, Lord God, that they follow orders, Lord God. We pray for the families that support those in the military, Lord God. We pray for peace, comfort, Lord God. Most of all, safety, Lord God. We pray for the lives of the people, Lord God, in these areas where this war and unrest are going on, Lord God. We pray that the powers that be resolve issues, Lord God. We pray that this thing ends, Lord God. We know that you are in control, Lord God. You are in control, and we trust you, Lord God, and we thank you for watching over us, Lord God. We're thankful that we hear what's going on, Lord God. We are able to go about our normal lives, Lord God. Remnants of our normal lives. We see the prices of everything going up, Lord God, and we pray for resolution, Lord God. We pray for the gas prices, Lord God, the grocery prices, Lord God. We pray that we are able to afford things, Lord God. We pray for our rent and our food, and we pray for those that are seeking housing during this time, Lord God. We know it's difficult, Lord God. We pray for those programs and resources, Lord God. We pray for resources that the people could afford simple housing, Lord God, simple groceries, Lord God. We pray, and I don't mean simple as, we just pray that there's enough resources for the need, Lord God. We pray for food, Lord God. We pray that those that are hungry are able to get to the resources they need to survive, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you for the programs that are out there trying to help people, trying to place people safely, Lord God. We pray for those programs that they not lose funding, Lord God. We pray that they remain to get the resources that they need to help your people, Lord God. We ask these things in the name of your son, Jesus. We pray, Lord God. This morning we would like to also give thanks, Lord God, and congratulate those who have been elevated in the kingdom this week, Lord God. We are excited for our sister Sheila, our God sister Tisa, our minister Moore, and all of the others who became chaplains this weekend, Lord God, certified and ordained by the state. We say congratulations to them, Lord God, for those people who are still excited and fired up for your kingdom and your people and your community, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for those who became chaplains and have the mind of the community on their hearts, Lord God, and are excited to work in the community, Lord God, to get your word out and to do whatever and offer prayers and just comfort to those in the community, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you for those that are so eager and inspired to help your people, Lord God. And so we say thank you. We thank you for them, Lord God. This morning also we want to congratulate Pastor Keith Dennis, who has been installed as pastor yesterday. He's a contributor to the Beloved Ministries, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you, and we say congratulations to him, Lord God. We pray for him in this new journey, Lord God. We pray for his congregation, Lord God. We pray that he gets the help and the support he needs, Lord God, as he as he steps into his new role as pastor and he leads his people, Lord God. So we thank you. We thank you for him, Lord God. We thank you for him always being available to us, Lord God, in acts and faith on the first Thursdays of the month that he is assigned. We thank you for him, and we thank you for all of the people who are contributors to Acts in Faith, Lord God, who helps this ministry, and in return is just a reflection on you, Lord God, and the love that your people have for you, Lord God, and that you give to us. So we thank you. We thank you for him. We thank you for all of those who contribute to Acts in Faith. We want to encourage and just lift up our sister Sonia, who has recently been under the weather, Lord God. We pray that she recovers swiftly, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you for her, Lord God, and we pray for that she will have a speedy recovery, Lord God, and we pray for all of those who are on the mend, Lord God, but still encouraged by your word, and we thank you. We thank you, Lord God. We ask all of these blessings in the name of your son, Jesus. We would like to also just remember that this month is Child Abuse Prevention Month, Lord God. So we want to just say a prayer when you're praying, Lord God, for all the children that are being abused, Lord God. We pray that their situation ceases, you know, that we pray against child abuse, Lord God. We pray for patience. We pray for patience, Lord God, of parents or just people in general, Lord God, that they take a minute to think before acting physically or abusing children, Lord God. And abuse can be a whole, not just physical, Lord God, but it could be mental and emotional, Lord God. So we pray, we lift up the children this month. We ask that you just, you know, think about them during this month. It's National Autism Awareness Month, Lord God. So those kids that are on the spectrum, Lord God, we pray for them, Lord God, and we lift them up this month. Lord God, and we ask all of these things, we ask these prayers in the name of your son, Jesus, and we thank you, and we say amen and amen. And thank you for joining us for another Monday morning on our prayer line. We ask that you continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. He will answer our prayers. I believe that, Lord God. So we ask that you continue to send in your prayer requests to our email address, which is actsinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806#. Please visit our beloved website at belovedministriesny.com for all of our upcoming events. Please check out our website. There's a lot going on. There's a lot that will be going on in the coming weeks. So we ask that you visit, become familiar with our website. We have an app. You can actually download an app for Beloved Ministries and just have it on your phone for easy access. So we thank you. We thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. I will release the line so that we all may greet one another. Have a great day.